On this edition of It's the Law, we're heading into the workplace. Our guide is Stephanie Fould, as ever, our resident lawyer from BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva. Hi there, Stephanie.
Hello, Susan.
So you're going to tell us all about the legal terrain concerning mobbing. What is it first?
Well, it's a very strange word. Mobbing is an odd word in English and could be considered as a Swiss version of harassment or bullying.
In other countries, it'll be known as workplace bullying.
Exactly. Well, actually, the word is used to describe pattern of negative behaviour used against one individual for a long period of time and who has for scope to put him aside, push him aside, treat him badly and sort of make him feel bad at the workplace.
So this just isn't a ringleader at the office, the alpha male or female who's decided to pick on one particular person. It could be institutionalised, deliberate behaviour.
Of course it could. You need to make sure that it's not just one verbal fight or one misunderstanding between two people.
So it's got to be repetitive behavior. What would you call it? Like sort of constant nitpicking, constant targeting of the one person?
Exactly. It's got to be constant. It's got to be on a long duration and it's got to be repeated.
Now, in Switzerland, then, is there a legal definition of the term mobbing?
Well, actually, the Swiss Code of Obligation doesn't contain a definition as such, but the federal court has given a definition because so many claims have arisen in time. So mobbing is considered as a repeated hostile behaviour used for a long time by which one or several individuals try to isolate, stigmatise or exclude at work one or several other employees.
You said for a long time. Is there any sort of minimum time that's required?
The federal court has insisted it's got to go on for at least 6 months. Under that, it won't be considered as mobbing.
So let's look at it from the victim's perspective first.
Well, typically, you need to discover this mobbing, first of all. It's difficult to see when mobbing is going on. But typically, you'll find the victim is prevented from expressing himself or herself. He is usually isolated or frequently interrupted. The other signs is, for example, the victim is not given accurate information, is no longer copied on important emails, meetings with the victim are cancelled. And this is always led by the usual ringleader who doesn't keep the victim in the frame. Then furthermore, then you can have the victim's reputation is destroyed, rumours are spread about the victim is made fun of, and the victim can also be insulted in some very bad cases.
So they're really isolated and kept outside the loop in a very deliberate, sustained way.
Typically, yeah. And then the victim, of course, can fall ill because of this type of behaviour, and his health is then compromised by this type of behaviour. And that would then lead to a finally physical harassment as well.
What's the legal responsibility of an employer who's told that this is happening in their workplace?
Well, you mustn't forget that employers have in Switzerland an obligation to protect the employee. So if an employer is informed that this type of situation is occurring in the premises, he's got an obligation to protect the victim by investigating the situation, taking eventually disciplinary measures and providing a new position to the employee, or maybe changing the location where this employee is sitting so that he's not anymore confronted to the so-called mobber.
And what happens if they do nothing?
Well, if they do nothing, the victim can go to court, of course, but then he will be confronted to a very technical issue, which is the level of evidence he has to bring to the court. And without going into details on it, the federal court has tried to make it a little bit easier for the victims so they do not have to any longer bring full proof when they go to court of all the evidence of the situation, but they can sort of bring just a thread of indications of what has happened so that the court will examine the situation just with the slight indications.
So if you feel like you're a target of bullying in the workplace, instead of running home every night and crying on your sofa, you should start keeping a log, I would imagine, immediately, so that you know that in 6 months, if the ringleader and other people within your work group keep this up, or even if it's management, you need to offer proof to a court.
Exactly. To protect yourself as an employee, if it happens to you, you need to sort of build your case in a certain way and keep your emails, inform your supervisor, track down all the significant behaviours to which you have been submitted by the mobber, so that you can, at the end, have a whole case and a file to submit to court.
So let's say you do get into court with a claim. What kind of settlement would we be looking for if court agrees that you have been a victim of this type of behaviour, workplace bullying, mobbing in Switzerland, and the employer didn't do anything about your complaint?
Well, if you did have a real case, you could literally terminate the employment relationship with immediate effect. That means you could walk out of the office and not come back anymore. And that would be considered as a justified cause.
Which is one day you just decide, I've had enough, and you pack your bag up and go.
Exactly. But you will be able then to claim against the employer so-called financial compensation of an amount of 6 months' salary so that you get compensated for what you have not been able to earn because of his non-protection towards you. On top of that, you might be able to get moral distress, but is very restrictively given in Switzerland, and that would not probably go over 25,000 francs.
What about the reverse, though, situation? What about if you've got some hot-headed employee who suddenly walks out and says, oh, they've been picking on me for months, and really it's just because said person has a short fuse? What does an employer do if, and because in Switzerland you have to give 3 months' notice, don't you?
Exactly. Should the employee leave and not have this sort of justified reason to leave the office, then the employer could claim against him for any further damages he has had because of the departure of the employee. And that would could lead to an indemnity of 2 months against the employee, who'd have to pay back what he has created as damage to the employer. But it's very theoretical.
Employment law is one of your specialties alongside immigration law. Do you have a lot of cases in Switzerland about mobbing?
Well, I have more and more, to be honest. And of course, it's usually women as well who do complain about it. And women in high positions are the ones who are mostly mobbed.
You say, of course. Is that just because there is an institutionalized, entrenched sort of male domination of the culture here?
I say, of course, because it's probably the women who dare to go to court as well and who have the financial means to be able to do it. I would not exclude lower level of the women, but it's not the ones I usually see.
That's It's the Law for this week. Stephanie Fould is an employment and immigration lawyer at BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Susan.
See you next week.